Ladies and gentlemen, we present again the Two Daffydils, Duke Atterbury and Ken Gillam, brought to you by the Continental Broadcasting Corporation, Hollywood, California. Unfortunately, we've mislaid the keys to the padded room, so we're obliged to keep the boys working just to keep their minds occupied. Turn on the laughs, boys.
Positively hello, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, you hear from those two wildflowers, the two daffodils. And we open our concert, and you will hear...
I'm from the Meyer Jewelry Company, folks, selling the handy-dandy collar buttons. Not like the old ones that fasten behind, snap those the bone back, and irritates the neck. But remember, we cannot sell such a collar button for $15, $25, or $1 with 18 K marked on the inside of each and every one. Each and every K standing for 18 cooks in the kitchen. Their names are Katie.
Can you think of any reason that could have caused that?
Yeah, do you want to hear something funny, Duke?
Something funny? Well, that would be a novelty coming from you. What is so comical?
I'm 21 years old today, but I can't vote.
You're 21 years old today, but you can't vote. Why not?
Because there is no election on.
Because there is no election on. Oh, would anyone else like a nice cup of hot fish? As I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, the first number on our concert will be one of the popular songs of the day entitled, My Girl Lives Out of the Stockyards, but She's Not to be Sniffed At. The number is being sung by our unpopular tenor, Ken Gillam. Ken's parents celebrated their silver anniversary last week. They haven't been married 25 years, but they needed the silver. The song will now be rendered.
I got myself a brand new hotsy. She's my hotsy, I'm her totsy. Everything is hotsy-totsy now. All she did was pop the question. I said, yes, a great suggestion. Everything is hotsy-totsy now. No more sighing, no more crying. I'm through with the blues. Does she love me, turtle dove me? I'll tell the world she does. Well, I got myself a brand new hotsy. She's my hotsy, I'm her totsy. Everything is hotsy-totsy now. I got myself a brand new. She's my, I'm her. Everything is over the river and through the snow. All she did was pop the I said, yes, a great. Everything is all cut it out, will ya? No more. No more sighing, no more crying. Well, I'm through with the blues. Does she love me? Turtle dove me? I'll tell the world she does. Well, I got myself a brand new. She's my, I'm her. Everything is, I can't go on with it. How did you like that, Duke?
After hearing that song, I've decided to invite you up to my apartment.
You want me to come up to your apartment and sing? I know.
I certainly do. I want to break my lease.
Oh.
And now, you're to hear the daffodil poet, our own Ooey Scray Oswald. Ooey Scray has a marvelous head on him. In fact, it takes 25 heads like his to make a dozen. Not only does Ooey Scray write poems, but he's also studying to be an artist. He drew a picture today called The Decayed Apple, and really, folks, it was the rottenest thing I ever saw in my life. A little soft music for Ooey Scray, please.
Okay.
How grand it will be for the girl who gets me. What a wonderful fortune for her. Stay in a big limousine, looking classy and mean. She'll be robed in the finest of furs. She's going to have me, and how happy we'll be in our cozy connubial nest. I'm going to wear spats and flaming cravats and a beautiful fawn-colored vest. What a wonderful life it will be for my wife when I start strutting my stuff. We won't have a thing not fit for a king. That is, if she's wealthy enough. I thank you.
That's all right. Not too many bows.
Ken Gillam will now give his imitation of Four Hawaiians playing Am I Blue. was very pretty, Ken. Do you write songs, too?
Yeah, Duke. Listen, I write songs. I wrote one today entitled Don't Say Nay.
Where did you write that, in a livery stable?
Nay.
I say, where did you write that, in a livery stable?
Nay.
Pardon me, was your mother ever frightened by a horse? We'll let that one ride.
Okay.
And now for another Daffodil Blackout, entitled My Mistake. The scene is laid in the state's largest insane asylum. A visitor and a guard are the only characters in the sketch. The conversation takes place between the two. We are now in the section reserved for the so-called hopelessly haywire.
Hey, guard, what's the matter with that Daffodil? What is he punching his cell door for? Does he think he's Jack Dempsey?
No, he thinks that's his mother-in-law.
And that poor goof over there posing as a thinker. What's wrong with him?
That's just a poor fish what used to be a radio master of ceremonies. He's trying to think up a funny gag.
And here we are at the last cell, and this is the strangest case of all. Look at that poor Daffy. He's making small circles with his forefinger and muttering numbers. What is he, a demented realtor?
Nah.
Well, is he a quarterback who got kicked in the head once too often?
Nah, that ain't it.
I have it. He's a cartoonist who went bluey looking at his own pictures.
Nah, he ain't none of those things what you said. He's just a poor nut what got that way trying to get his party on a dial telephone.
Ta-da! Ta-da. Oh, doctor.
And now, friends, if we have any left after that last gag, we wish to announce our Daffodil Prize Contest. 57 partly used paper pool tables to the person who can come close to guessing why Ken Gillum is going to sing another song. Be that as it may, I might say that singing comes naturally to Kenneth. In fact, singers run in his family. If they didn't run, they'd probably be murdered. Ken is singing for his next number that beautiful ballad entitled The Shades of Night Were Falling Fast, but we got a good look just the same.
I'm in love, I'm in love, three times I'm in love. Oh, gee, the girl, she's got me all a whirl. I can't sleep, I can't eat, she's all I'm thinking of. And when she's near, I stand right up and shout, you're wonderful, you're marvelous, I'm crazy for you. I'll tell you what, you simply got me cuckoo. I tear my hair, but you don't care, now what can I do? How I rave, how I crave, when we kiss, I can't behave. Those eyes, those nose, they're driving me wild. Your hair, your style, that's putting it mild. I don't know what it is you've got, but what you've got, I want a lot. I'll tell you what, you simply got me cuckoo. Oh, you're wonderful, you're marvelous, I'm crazy for you. I'll tell you what, you simply got me. I tear my hair, but you don't care, now what can I do? How I rave, when we kiss, I can't behave. Your hair, your style, that's putting it mild. I don't know what it is you've got, but what you've got, I want a lot. I'll tell you what, you simply got me. Cuckoo, cuckoo.
I want you to promise me, Ken, that you'll take good care of that voice of yours.
Do you really like it, Duke?
No, but it might come in handy in case you were ever shipwrecked.
Oh, that's bad.
And now, folks, we present our own Professor Ignatz, a man who sees all and knows nothing. The professor is in charge of the Daffodil Question Department. Send in your questions to him, and he will tell you things probably you care nothing about knowing. However, the professor has proved a sensation last week with a stirring address to Congress, at which time he said that the American people doesn't really want more schooners on the foam, but it wants more foam on the schooners. Introducing the man who sees all and knows nothing, Professor Ignatz.
Come on over, Professor. That's right. Step right up here. Step right over. Not too many vowels now. That's right, Professor.
Greetings, Professor Ignatz. We have several questions on hand for you to answer at this time. The first one is from a young lady who signs her initials K.I. Dear Professor, my boyfriend takes me out every night, but he never takes me home. He gives me 5 cents and puts me on a streetcar. What should I do?
Don't do anything. Hold out for a dime.
Hold out for a dime. Oh, well, let's see. The next question is from a party who signs their initials J.L. Dear Professor Ignatz, please tell me how I can keep a grapefruit from squirting in my eye.
Eat a baked apple.
Eat a baked apple. Oh, well, why comment on that one? The next question is from a party who assigns his initials H.T. Dear Professor, can you tell me how the expression killing two birds with one stone originated?
Well, it seems like a Scotchman went hunting.
Oh, please, Professor, that will be all the questions for this time. But before you go, won't you have a nice cup of hot fish?
Goodbye.
Presenting a brand new number that has taken the East Indies by storm. A very pretty bit of sentiment entitled, A Guy Who Eats Garlic Should Never Wear a Rose in His Buttonhole. Now here's a little secret, folks, about the boyfriend, Kim. This is his birthday, oh yes, and he is over 10. Now, for a present, I bought him a wristwatch, boy, that goes. He gave the darn thing right away because it hurt his nose.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, they're going to get us most any day.
I want to tell the folks about little Mary Brown, a simple little country miss who just moved into town. Mary brought her little lamb and also her little bear. I've often seen her little lamb, but I ain't never saw her over shoes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, they're going to get us most any day.
Be shandy yourself.
Get the idea of that last one?
Now, we want to tell you all about a fire drill out of school.
And do we care for fire drills? Don't be a fool, you fool.
Now, coming down the fire escape.
Oh, how the wind was blowing.
The boys didn't do so very good.
But the girls made a wonderful showing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They're going to get us most any day.
Before I went up on the stage, I had a dandy job. Bidding corsets was a gag. It made my poor heart throb.
Yeah, but you only held that job a week. You know I heard that rumor.
Well, I only made one bad mistake.
You must have pulled a bloomer.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, they're gonna get us most any day.